So when you're talking about immunity, talking about a strong immune system, excellent, robust health, I break it down into three areas that have to be held up, strengthened. Not just your body. I know that's the obvious one. That's the one we always think about and we always help and try and take care of right away. You know, we take our supplements and do our exercise and so forth. But the two other areas that you need to really, really support are kind of making up the trifecta that you need to be working with and on to stay as healthy and vibrant as you possibly can right now. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what they are. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, my chickadees, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 634, Powerful Immunity and Protection. Today, we are talking about our body, our immune systems. We're talking about our ability to create ourselves or develop ourselves, support ourselves into being as healthy as we possibly can be, healthy in every way, body, mind, and spirit. So I released a playlist a couple months ago at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been getting really great reviews. It even has been used by people who've had COVID. And the playlist has three tracks in it. And I purposely decided on those three tracks because I realized there are three areas of your being that need to be supported and strong and healthy. And if any one of those is feeling a little, you know, struck through, a little depressed, a little stressed out, if any one of those isn't really up and beautifully nourished, then we can allow in illness. We can allow in those things that we don't want. So before I go forward, you guys, I am not telling you that my playlist will cure anything. I have to put that out there. Obviously, they'd run me up a stake if I said or swore that this would cure a thing. But what it can do and what I've seen it do is drastically change your stress level, change your ability to fight off things. It really will support you. So keep that in mind as we go forward, knowing, of course, that I am not a doctor. I come from things, the perspective that I come from is energy-based, right? Flow-based. So let's dive into this. Obviously, the first area that you are wanting to strengthen in yourself, if you want to strengthen your health, and by the way, this is not just talking about, you know, the current pandemic. It's talking about all aspects of your body, ongoing things that you've been dealing with for years, chronic things, transient things, things that just come and go, you know, the sniffles and sore throats and so forth. But the first thing we need to protect and support is our body. So you've heard that, you know, your body has a kind of ancient cellular wisdom in it, right? It's present in every single cell. It's a miracle, our bodies, really. The fact that they have immune systems, that 99.9% of the time, they successfully fight things off. It's also true that our bodies are meant to break down. Isn't that a strange thing? Because we focus so much on not letting them break down. But your body has an expiration date on it. And in order to get to that expiration, typically most bodies start a series of letting things slip and letting things break down. But I'm going to presume you're not there yet. I sure am not there yet. So what do I do to give my body this sense of support to activate that cellular wisdom? And let me just say for a moment, we throw around those words, cellular wisdom. And maybe you've actually explored it and read a lot about it. It's a concept. It's an idea that our bodies have carried through generations, generation after generation after generation. Not just the small, minute adjustments that get made to your DNA, your RNA, your mitochondria, etc. Yes, that happens. We benefit from everything every one of our ancestors was ever exposed to. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps, of pathogens and viruses. We benefit from that. It got passed through. But there's also this understanding that your body has had to fight this. It's had to learn. It's had to figure out how. It's not just a robot randomly taking in pathogens and examining them and getting rid of them, for instance. It's had to grow its awareness of this works and this doesn't. And think of it as there being another layer, sort of a body intelligence that's active. What if that is also carried on generation after generation, not just the DNA and RNA? It doesn't just flow through to you as that little baby, but maybe other energetic forces did as well. So when we talk about ancient cellular wisdom, your body's innate knowledge, innate wisdom, I'd like you to have an expansive way of looking at this. It has physical resistance based on thousands of your ancestors. And it has a kind of, energetic cellular awareness that can likewise be passed down. And there's been so much research, it's so fascinating, that's come out in the last decade or so about how family trauma can be trapped in your body, carried forward. You think, how is that possible? Yet it does. Family stress can be carried forward, changing you and your future generations. Which means that if those things are affecting you, what about the opposite? What about the opposite of stress? What about health, robust, vibrant health, glowing health? What about you doing things to support your body, support your health in every possible way? Could that too be passed forward to future generations? Could they look back someday and say, well, it was great, great, great grandma, and she's the one who did all that great stuff for our body, which I'm benefiting from today. It's kind of a mind-boggling thought, isn't it? So keep this in mind. This is the first area of real, true health. And you guys, yes, sometimes I am suggesting things that I'm not, able to stand behind as a medical professional. But I've been through stage 2 breast cancer. I've been through my own series of other autoimmune diseases, which I still carry. I've had a lot of experience in here. And I grew up in a home that was, deeply obsessed with health and nutrition. My mother was a master herbalist, among other things. So I knew the uses for dozens of herbs by the time I was probably 12, because she'd haul me with her to all the lectures that she would give. And she used to lecture frequently and teach. So I have some background in this, and I have some experience in this. So what I'm sharing with you really comes from, let's just say some practical, real-world wisdom and understandings that have kind of flowed through me and my life. Moving on. The second track in the playlist that I created is called Clear, Vibrant, and Protected Energy. Now, there's a reason that I didn't make these tracks be purchased separately. Often you can do that at flowdreaming.com. But these are all together because you need them all together. If you're missing one of them, you've broken the trifecta. Clear, vibrant, and protected energy. This is your energy field, folks. This is your flow. This is your aura. This is your soul. This is the quantum data that streams from you and out of you every second. We often talk about putting up an energy shield, you know, when we're talking about, negative people around us or people who drain us. Yeah, people really do. They really can do that. They can really, really drain us. What are they draining? Is it hard physically to be around them? Well, sometimes we get squirmy and fidgety. But it's another kind of difficulty that we're putting our finger on, which is, they just take from me. They take from my energy. So clear, vibrant, and protected energy means that you go in there and you purposely rebuild your energetic shell. You rebuild and you strengthen. You patch up. You're the little repairman going in there with your trowel and your cement, patching the holes in those walls. Patching the holes that naturally occur day to day as we live. We don't know how and when they get there. It could be the slow grinding frustration of life at the office. Yeah, that tears down your energy. Could be that big dramatic fight and falling out that you had with someone last week. Yeah, that tears down your energy. A lot of things can grind it down. But you can protect your energy field. My suggestion for how to do it, of course, well, all of this is based on flow dreaming. You go into flow and you feel that beautiful, gorgeous, translucent shell. You feel the energy around you, solid, soft, flexible, and impenetrable. What you feel is what you become. And your goal here is to prevent illness from entering your energy field. And also to focus on feeling a powerfully healthy self. And also that you want to call on your own higher wisdom, your energetic wisdom, your soul self, to guide and direct you. Right? This is a joint effort, folks. It's not just your brain. It's not just your body. It's also your soul, your higher guidance, your wisdom, your connection to all that is. This is an incredibly important area. And I wonder when the last time was you went in and said, I need to strengthen this one up. Well, if it's been a while, please do. Now, remember, you don't have to get this playlist from my shop or my app. You can take the ideas that I'm expressing to you and create your own flow dreams around them. Go in and flow around each of these, the strong body, intelligent body, the clear, protected, energetic body. You can do this on your own as well. If you want the playlist, though, please, by all means. It's really good. And then finally, the last area that I want to remind you of that needs to be shored up, strengthened, healed, is your mind, right? Your mind is a doorway. It's a gateway. It takes things in sometimes and spits things out that we don't like. So that's why the final track I created is called Calm, Confident, and Relaxed Mind. Now, here is an interesting analogy. No, that's not the right word. It's an interesting overlap. Your body takes things in and eliminates them. Right? I'm thinking food, water, air. I'm thinking pathogens. Takes things in, circulates them, digests them, fights them, whatever it may be, and then gets rid of them. Your mind also takes things in and also ejects them. Your mind takes in rotten ideas, faulty premises, fear, and then it also spits stuff out. Your thoughts about the world, your projections, lack thinking. Your mind is just like your body. Takes stuff in from the world around it, spits it back out again. And you can believe your energy field does the same. Isn't that interesting? We never think about that. But your energy field takes in the energies around you and also oozes them back out. Now, there you go. That's something to think about. We just stop the episode here and you can think about what is your exchange ratio and what are you exchanging on each of these levels. But really, this plays into this last idea, though, about your mind. When you have stressful thoughts, when you're projecting lack, when you're receiving a lot of the fear around you and fear around you incredibly tears down your immunity. Stress incredibly tears down your immunity. Stress can be obvious. It can be not obvious. A lot of us have felt extremely stressed out the last few months. Yet we look around and we realize, you know, I don't even have work right now. What am I stressed about? You know, I can get up at 9 in the morning if I want to every day of the week. But the invisible stress is greater in some cases than your old style stress ever was. You just don't know it's there. So you have to relax your mind. You have to get into that calm place, confident. You have to get rid of the worry, get rid of the fear. Notice when you last drank some in. Was it when you were scrolling through your phone? Or was it watching last night's news? Now, was it talking with somebody that you care about or have been, you know, quarantining with? Where did you pick up fear? Where did you pick up worry? Where did you pick up stress? And what is it doing to your immune system right now? What is it doing to your chronic illness? You've had that experience before. When you're stressed out, you open the door wide to whatever weak spot in your body there may be. Whatever it may be, your heart, your lungs, your immune system, your nervous system, whatever it may be. So this is where I say, flow dream to soothe your mind. Flow dream to release those stressful thoughts. Flow dream to dispel the worry and the fear that you have around health or your finances or even just your future. You're going to remind yourself, things turn out well for me. I'm where I need to be right now. I'm in a good place. I feel relaxed and I feel calm and I feel positive about myself, my life, my body, and my future. Notice how strong that feels. Oh, it feels good. It feels so strong. Notice how the other feelings, the other thoughts, make you feel weak. They make you feel vulnerable. They make you feel exposed. Because you are. When those stressful and fearful thoughts come in, when your mind is rolling around in those areas, it's like you have a shield in front of you and you just cracked it wide open and said, come on through. But soothing feelings of I'm safe, I'm secure, I'm relaxed, I'm strong, I'm where I need to be. All is well in my life. Those feel strong. Those knit and heal that shield of you right back together. So I know it's tempting. You say, well, maybe I just want to do that one, or maybe I just want to do the body one. All three. All three. And I mean that truly for any illness, any instability in your body, anything that doesn't feel good. All three. Body, energy, and mind. You bring those three together, and that's where you start to see the results. And that's where you start to notice, this is my greatest vulnerable area. I mean, just knowing that is pretty intense. For many of us, it's our mind, because our mind creates the stress, and the stress breaks down the body. For many others of us, it's our energy. We are constantly around people who are negative. We are constantly feeling frustration, dissatisfaction, fear, worry, shredding holes in our energetic sphere, our protective sphere. But you get to find out where yours is and which one needs the most shoring up, and then you give to it lovingly. Like, the upsides of this are everywhere. There's not a single downside, actually, that I can think of. But the upside is everywhere. I mean, imagine feeling very confident and relaxed, feeling strong, feeling healthy, having energy, feeling like my immune system is super powerful. My body is really feeling good, well-fed, nourished, cared for, strong. My mind is at ease, relaxed. I'm able to focus. I'm clear-headed. I feel positive. My energy is open, relaxed. Other people enjoy being in my presence because I feel good and I am good. And there's a strength that radiates from me. You see, you guys, this goes way beyond just your body health. This is all of you. This is like the whole you health. And you go forward in your life radiating this, becoming this, it's going to impact every single thing that you say or do. Every single thing. Everything you dip your fingers in and take on, this is the energy you move into it with. Strong, intelligent, vibrant, confident, relaxed, protected, clear. That's health. That's full being health. Yeah, I should have titled this episode Full Being Health, what it looks and what it feels like. Now, this is what we're all striving for. We're not always feeling that, certainly. Some days are better than others. Some weeks are better than others. But if you know that sensation of that day when you just felt really good and on top of things, let that be the litmus test, the bar that you set for yourself. I'm going to reach that again. I'm going to reach that as often as I can. Maybe I could even feel better than that someday, but for now, that's where I'm shooting for. I'm going to hit that one day after day until I hit it just about every day. And I'm going to see how that's reflected all through my healthy life. Now, you guys, before I wrap this up, I'm actually going to play a sample of one of these tracks. I'm going to play the sample of Clear, Vibrant, and Protected Energy, because I think that's probably the hardest one to wrap our heads around. We think, you know, how does that protect us? Oh, well, I want you to get a feel for how it protects you. Now, I'm not going to play the whole track. It's very long, and it is a meditation, so it's very soothing. And I'm not asking you to flow dream and get super active and, you know, emotional and all caught up. I'm letting you be and soak it in. So I'm going to play a few minutes of this just so you get the flavor of it. And then I'm going to taper it off. And if you like it, go check it out again at the shop. Are you ready? Here we go.
Clear, vibrant, protected energy. A flow dream meditation. With my eyes closed, I allow my thoughts to drift. I breathe deeply. Inhaling deep into my abdomen and exhaling softly and slowly, I allow myself to relax and I untangle myself from all outside thoughts, all lingering thoughts before this moment now settle, gently drifting down, down, until they disappear. I notice my body, my abdomen releases, my hips feel weightless. My chest feels open and relaxed. I continue to breathe, relaxed and easy, as I feel my shoulders and neck release and let go. I feel my jaw, face, and brow release and settle. I breathe deeply again, in and out, at my own gentle pace, with ease. I notice that I see a path before me, in my imagination. The path is welcoming and leads into the distance, into a haze of gorgeous, shimmering white light. I feel incredibly safe here, as if this is a place where worry or fear could not ever exist. Only peace, safety, and loving joy can exist here. And this is where I am now. It feels so good, wholesome, and divine. I follow the path which spreads out before me. There is no thought of where it should go, or that I have to figure out anything. It's not for me to do that, because this path is wise, ancient, and intelligent. It feels expansive, welcoming, and gentle. It is leading me to the space where my own energy can be renewed and revitalized. and this is known. This is needed. This is right. I pause to admire a glowing, shimmering waterfall off to the side of this path. Little droplets of liquid light fall gently from the highest of heights. I put a hand beneath some of this splashing light, and the bubbling particles tickle and flow over my palm. Soft bubbles, they flow over me as I move my hand further into the light, bathing myself in the brilliance and protection of this ancient energy. I notice a chair or lounge has formed around me. There for me to cuddle in or near this gentle cascade of light and bubbles. I am in a healing chair, under or near this healing light, in a healing place. My spirit, my energy is here to be buffed, shined, and strengthened. All the energy in me that has felt old, worn, fearful, or worried is being gently buffed away, falling from me, being absorbed by the light. Pause for a moment and allow this old, lesser energy to fall away from me.
What'd you think of that? Right? Feels so good. And it really helps you understand how fundamental your energy is. Your aura, your beingness, the consciousness, the soul part of you, spirit part that expands and extends beyond you. It truly creates a buffer zone between you and the rest of the world. You can call it anything you wish. You can fit it into any of your spiritual beliefs that you have. Like I said, you can call it your soul. You can call it your aura. You can call it your greater consciousness, your quantum information. But it creates a buffer, a distinct layer between you and the rest of the world. Just like your skin is kind of what creates the layer between your body and the rest of the world. Right? There's definitely a defined border between myself and this microphone. We're not all mushed up together. I have a buffer around me that keeps me whole and singular and me. Well, the same is true for your energy. And that's what we're working on strengthening. So hope you guys enjoyed that. And I'm wishing you all well. I'm so wishing you just that you fly through this time, feeling strong and confident and high in the thought that I negotiate all of this with ease. I maintain my strength. I maintain my body health. I maintain my emotional health, my mental health, my spiritual health. I'm wishing all of this for you because I know it's possible. I know we don't have to feel bad. And even if our bodies do end up fighting something, as you know what, our bodies are going to continuously. We can't pretend that we'll never have a set of sniffles again. But we can say my body is so successful all the time. I've got enormous, immense trust in it. I take pleasure in the gift of my body and its wisdom. That is the heart I wish for you to carry. And with that, my friends, I am signing off. I have a busy week ahead. Me School is open and enrolling right now. And so I will be up to my ears in conversations with all of you. If you're curious about Me School, stay tuned here. I'm going to run a little blurb that I created that explains it to you. But I really look forward to speaking with some of you in the next week or two ahead. And with that, my love to you all. I'll see you next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming. I want to take a moment to tell you about Me School. Now, of course, you can look all of this up on the website at flowdreaming.com. Look up Me School, and the whole thing will be written out for you in great and glorious detail. But as long as you're here and you've just been listening to this episode, maybe the thought's crossing your mind. What would happen if I really learned all of this flow dreaming stuff? What would happen if I gave myself some personal growth on a really stepped up level? What would I be capable of? Where could I go? Most of my Me Schoolers enter Me School not exactly knowing where they want to go. And that's mistake number one I want you to avoid. You don't have to know what you're trying to create for yourself. If you've been through a transition recently, or you're even just looking at the next decade of your life and thinking, what's gonna happen in it? Well, I'm here. We're here because that's what we specialize in, showing you, helping you, pointing you where you can say, I know how I'm going to feel in that decade. And I know some of the things now that I want to add in. We take you from a place of being stuck and not knowing into a place of total, powerful clarity, of excitement. You are raring to go. And maybe that's a feeling you haven't had in a while. Well, it's still there, it's hiding, and I know how to get it back. So come join me, come visit. We are a beautiful, vibrant, loving, intimate community of very powerful, accepting creators, seekers, and dreamers. We make things happen. You will be intensely surprised by the quality of people who are around you. And why? Because I spend my time with you for a whole year. And I'm picky. I am. Which means that everyone in Me School is a choice cut, man. They're the top. They're the best people. Doesn't mean they're the biggest in their careers or this or that, but they're good people. And they're people who do the work. And they're generous people, and they're loving people. They're the people I want to hang out with. And I'm inviting you to come in with us. Because over the course of the year, we're going to talk together every month, multiple times a month. You're going to be learning things. You're going to be testing things, trying things. I have hundreds of techniques that I teach you. And we go over them together. And they will reveal you and unfold you to yourself in a way you have never seen before. So please come join me. At least get on my schedule to talk to me. I open up times throughout my work month where I talk to potential new students, and it's gentle. We just discuss, hey, are you ready? Are you almost ready? Maybe you're not ready. We'll find out. But it's good to call, and it's good for us to talk, because it puts it on your radar, and it's the first step in your commitment to yourself. So I invite you to go to flowdreaming.com, swipe to it on your phone or go on your desktop, and go ahead and set up a time and let's talk. I can't wait.